Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Hello, how you doing? I have an order over here. I don't know what company you are.
We are a third-party call center, and can we get started by getting your zip code?
90043.
One moment.
Hello?
One moment. And can I have a first and last name on the account?
Kalkaibito, you want order number?
But what was that name again?
Order number, you want order number?
No, sir. What was your name?
Why you want to just get my information? Is that just, I don't think even it's legal thing you don't use this thing.
I'm not understanding what you're saying. Can you state your first and last name?
Kalkaibito.
One moment. And can you verify your address?
531497 Los Angeles.
And do you recall on April the 8th paying the shipping and handling for the free smartwatch?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
When it's going to be arrived?
You will receive that item in the next 3 to 4 business days.
How much you going to get charging me today?
$7.97.
And then I have to pay any extra thing?
You pay $7.97 for the shipping and handling to get their product shipped to you.
And so
free.
This is what company is that? Verizon or what?
We are a third-party call center which service several products.
So connected with what?
I'm not understanding what you're saying. Can you repeat that?
Connected with the T-Mobile or what? It's connected with a cell phone, right?
No, sir. We're a private company.
Huh?
Pardon me?
It's fraud, right?
Is it fraud?
Fraud. It looks like fraud. It doesn't look like it's original thing.
Those are valid charges, and you will receive that product in the next 3 to 4 days. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Okay, I'm going to block it. This is fraud. I don't think it's a legal thing I did. It says T-Mobile. You tell me after logging the private company. When I signed it, it was T-Mobile. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. And is there anything else I can assist you with today?
Okay, bye.